okay here. Okay, Eileen? I suppose you're sitting here? Okay, so the person who is speaking or addressing you should be here, okay? Eileen? The person addressing just this person might be sitting here.
No, I'm sitting in the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah.
The person who's testifying will be sitting here.
Tony Fitness is going to transfer. Tony Fitness is going to transfer.
Oh, fine.
This was another Ninth Circuit.
Good. Oh, fine. Thanks very much.
It should be close to us.
Okay, thanks. Well, perhaps we could bring the hearing of the commission to order so people can testify this afternoon. Feel free to move up to the seats closer to the front of the room. Well, we have Eileen and James ready to translate, we're open for business again. I spoke at length on Monday and then again on Tuesday, so you know that the commission is here to listen to what you have to say about ANCSA, about the land, about subsistence, the corporations, the sale of shares, the possibility of taxation of land by the state and by the borough for that matter, and the question of native self-government. We heard from some of the elders here all day yesterday, and then last evening we heard from some of the other people in town. So look forward to what you have to say today. Okay, do you want
to?
What's the last name? Edith.
Ima besi irih luk ukarne aktua nur semiu besi.
Sit down over here.
Yeah, please.
Terima kasih.
one hour after this interview, you saw me move. Ula, ula, aku kalak tuami. Kalak tuami aku. Kabang aku ini minta lahanan hanya dua untuk kalak pahami siktingu mengenai waktu. Hasin, winyak, dari laka untuk kalak takut jamna, untuk kalak takut. Nani ut. Angu tidak miut. Kaya minta lima anak tua aku tak. Kaya nga ni Bluta. Hasin. Piskula ni kiswa nga lua ni lalak ka lua kamali. Ukalak kumansik sunga. Pusana kaya lua kapit. Piskula laki lua. Pusakit. Piskula liyap tingin. Tabura. Suami kalau anak susi, kira ni, ubah niok nukti akan negatif, ukurik ini. Kabungan mon, kira ni mon, angunnya ngah susu nur sami, tak kamna makungangat niok nukti, kabungan mon. Asin, wan mung ang niyam kawal waktu, dan nani ang niyam suli, kagun, tamat ko niyup tukti. Pinapag kalukap yang ityok kugilak po, tao sinigilo, manong nigilo ilan niyong kurak takak ni. Kalungagalo akto aksi buwani, tamat ko apingayin niya sa niyuk-tuktit. Bubagot, inyong kumikput, tat kam na ako tarawigilak po muna. Si buwani, natituan ni miskanga, inyong niyak sa kapta. 15 mga taktil lugo, na yung lugo po tat kam na. Nakalutit kanutin ka inuwiaguro, kunisumiyo, kalumiyo, tutulo, hasit pang mapag alam nga tamat ko isabutin mata, niyok tuktit. Tablaw nga kanganyang mga damungaglan.
West. East.
I am Bessie Irichluk from Nürzet. Earlier today I had spoken about the women who had come in from Nürzet. Our oldest companion was Nanny Woods. We came to listen and we have listened to the discussions on the strong laws within this region, within Barrow. But we are also dealing with the strong laws of the oil companies in Nürzet. They are destructing the hunting grounds within Nürzet, in the east side and the west side. Because of the oil companies, there is scarcity of fish and other game animals. There used to be plenty of fish before the oil companies. We grew up in that land before 1920, and we lived there till 1950, and we have returned to that land. There used to be all types of animals, such as caribou, fish, and other game, but they have decreased because of the oil activities.
I'd like to make a little addition to that, that the oil development is all around them. They are no longer able to go east of the Colville River for hunting and gathering. They still do on the west side, they still are hunting and gathering today, but they have heard that there will be development on the west side of the Colville River also. So those are the two that I wanted to make clarification.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Jimelin Avi, when I'm out calling Mirak.
Thank you. Mr. Really? Well, Jimelin Avi, when I'm out calling Mirak, when I'm out calling Mirak, I'm out calling Mirak. I'm out calling Mirak. I'm out calling Mirak. How can you say, take a prayer book? What did you love? How salmon? She wanted to slap the catchy in Lavin after one. She was going out in Lavin after some land claim or not. She was a little thing I'm not. She was a little low. Can you come near the sound come near you? You have a hollow alone in America. But after I look at the mirror, but after I act on something.
I am Jamala Naviwana from Wainwright. I will talk about the Wainwright background, and especially after the consultation with leaders from Wainwright, my first discussion will be based on the land claims.
Tangit Mama Taksimata, Runaptika, North Lokman, 1946, Ayama Amayaptilin, Tabrangala Sama, Ilayanigat, Prakto Lakanaya, Ismar Kamali.
In 1940, when the first white people came in, I will be talking about that first.
Should possibly I think it? Possibly I think it? I'm going to call the doctor. Will you? Probably I'm going to call.
He came back from the army in 1946, right?
Right.
And he wants to thank the people that have testified and. On the topics that they testified on, he wants to thank those people.
Some Tamna or Lakinman is murdered, Mani, Unia, God, David, Yutamaka, Kumaramata, Coach and Chair, Theodore, Xavier, each of the Yakdot, Savangan, the Yakdot, Lagloma, Satkumangaja, Satkumangan, Landclay.
I want to speak about the background about the Navy when they first came up in this area, and also when the Coast and Geodetic Survey people came to survey the area. I want to talk about these two before land claims.
Tabrile, 1949, Kavini, Ari Contractale, Kayo Kahlunga Savakirisumanga, Aikama, Survey Sonon, Tayok, Ikitilahlu, Nunalo Tamanakanakilahlu, Savaktoni Savaksingarum.
In 1949 here in Barrow, I worked for the Arctic contractors, and then when I went home after I worked here, the people started surveying the area, how deep is the sea around Wainwright area, or how is the land formation in that area.
Taking 1950, when they started surveying,
the survey crews went east all the way to the Canadian border, the depth of the sea, the land around there, and now he understands that they did the survey for later development.
Okay, it's up to the army of Tamna. Kaila, Sabahutin, Tanget, Tamasi, which Kaya, Ugrota, 1949, Mutilagota, Savet, Tamaka, Tilu, Tingotillo, Egilakutin,
When they started surveying in 1949, back to 1949 again, they had a plane. They flew around the countryside with instruments on their planes. Now he understands that they were looking for any possible oil development or oil formations.
I see. Abloolunga 1969 man. 1969 Western
Now jumping to 1969, the oil companies and the, in anticipation of the oil development around here, with the West, what the company called the Western Geophysics, had a training program
in Anchorage,
and they trained them to run the equipment and went on land. They trained them how to drill for oil exploration.
Afterwards, we went home to work. There was a company called Party 49, and the executive people did not even know where to designate us, because apparently they did not want us to lead them.
I see. 1950 Asi tamakko sabak tema kasu rakota pus area me tamane tamat kuli gilak tuan kau nak lakto ni ijat ijau sublu ngak kata gumen ngak isaku timada kaya lah cok lak tuak tuan tamat kuli ngak Allah anik kaya ni duduk sama ijak kami tu waktu ni kini pelik Allah ni nak kajian
like
Alex Slope, Lord Slope, and tamat ko
kaya lah cok tuak.
I would like to thank all the people who were very helpful when the land claim started in 1960s. Just before the land claims was settled, I would really like to thank all the people who helped out and who worked in settling the land claims.
I want to talk about my area now, Wainwright, how we hunted before the Land Claims Settlement Act was enacted. Our parents taught us how to hunt the animals around there. They taught us where to go and when to go. And he will be talking about the teaching, and the Wainwright people know what he's going to talk about.
Uruj sakrani tamane kaki merawat wang ngamit kai suhul ting tu bayaman igilai yang tu wakput labatai nabi nak tak umi mane ayah bagai jo igilai gurut tamala tamak kau igilai tuat sama kau ni aga lan klaim tamne sakutin mat kalau kajit lamat sekarang nak cok tamak kau tay nabi nak negurutin makau apkurut ting tumuting suding ilawik ting nunaki dan tema uniok talay ka ubulok ubulok kapsi tamon na niya kami.
Hunting the animals is taught to us, and one of the things that we learn is when the bearded seal in the springtime, when the ice starts moving from the west, they travel with the ice. The animals follow their migration patterns, and to a day, they. The Wainwright people know what part of the year they are going to hunt certain animals because of the regularity of the migration of the animals in that area before land claims.
After land claim,
the ducks also know the land very well. They know where to go. And so the people also know where to hunt those ducks.
Asitabra tapko khosirka land clay peeling man. Kanu kulit langat Allah nak tilangan le kulak to Allah nya ya tamaro na me nalani rosi ismagi.
Now I'm going to talk about after land claims effects, how the things have changed since the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act.
Kulak to ay kita magkwa land claim sa kutim manasi wi nayer. Mangale kilik kam ne isumatim nayo nayer. Tawo ngam ay sa magkwa gulit kakimayot. Kulak to ay ka kain na kilik tao tulay ngalo kakimayo anik. Umayak pa yung magkwa alakim mata sama isa kutim ngalo kakimalayak to na lang pinak kato ko na katalala mabiyutigilo.
There's some changes that have occurred since the land claims. You no longer see bearded seals so much on top of the ice floes because of so many ship activities. And there's still an abundance of walrus. And in fact, there might be a lot more walrus around.
Ase tamna nayang lo ay tawag ko ni elektot tigimel le makwa no namaye akusagurat sta kosring ay sigala na no namay ko ta makwa tanna akusagurat ng akusagong lang at pangabagase ang unya ka bigle sakpan no namay kalugli ang bigyo ko tigil lakalo at makwa titali kay sure ng titali ka ko ko na ko ngat pan at ko na ko ni ase kilakalaga man lang kay pening man kasi sa mukha na ubina kaya pa kulay palo kay utik sa kada ulaw na kaya ay masumuk ka kadi lima kapani sa bakto at sumun kano kulay talo ay kaya kaya tingaw lugi siya kitala nila nga daw kitala siya ulat kulay to ang langit sule ikalugi ikalug pa yung mukha ikalugi na siya ulat kuna halugi ubina kaya kaya ubina kaya pa ngayak kung siya ngani pangan na at kuna halugi na kusa kami tima kumalak palo kaya kaya masumuk kaya kaya tingin yung aksin na galong amin tamar lang kaya pera yung masuna pinakalagay man makwa khurok si waktu yang igilarak ani kita mau nolok pibaling ngai sama.
One of the things that I mentioned a little bit about was the birds or the ducks around in the area where they are familiar with the land that they are they have traveled. The migration patterns of the birds will he has touched on that. But now he wants to talk about some of the fish that are there. The burbo is the word that is used for this particular fish, blinkard, or is another name to it. Burbo is the
correct word for it, Tiktaalik. They were gone for a while. They used to catch these. They were, but they didn't catch them for a certain number of years after land clearance. But now, this finally, this year, they are starting to come back. We are now finally getting catching those fish, and not this spring, but last spring also, there was a change in the type of fish that came up the river. Where are they coming from? Where? For what purpose are they getting into our area, the fish that are not normally the fish that we catch in our area?
Talking about birds and different types of birds and ducks, we were taught the nesting areas, the hunting areas that we could hunt in for the ducks and the birds. There used to be plenty of them, but because of so much environmental activities going on, they have become depleted, and I wonder where they go.
Tamna pingai jagalu tuttu sile kulak tuan lagi aja. Namaka tuttu nek tuttu pelek tay oktabat pangabak uhut pangabak amai kap tak kuningi nek. Abu sile jagalu hapre uhut tuttu pelek tay golak tuh tangi tay golak tangi kuningi pun maka uhut tuttu pelek kula taruk tuh tay mana angirok kanak tuh rok amin miok tay nasi tamal taruk kuningi ngalor.
Now I want to touch on the caribou. Which is a combination of the reindeer that our parents herded, a combination of the caribou mixing in with the reindeer. That's what we have today. There was a difference between the caribou of the old before the reindeer, and now there's a difference.
Asi irusat ilalingan le, apkusak tangani kanga tamna tingay ngan kosong itya lantle tingay ngan feeling manasi wa. Igilak pagugugal waktu igililengar tumikami siun apkutikakoting ase kalasa yung lagi ayo lo na limit pila ko siya igilak ay tutut apkusagak si mata si buli ay kangak si lagu ay isumagi bilog ay abal liwot nunak ay sakung ayaw ting tayin na tungakay lagu ay iwak pagugugut ke degrut yung tikit ko kalawak lagu ay si buli ay ayak liya ayak liya kulay tiyakat ati sa uwa tiyakot pangmabagasi suri man ay aksi uwa si buli tukap tiyakot abala tutu diyo ko tiyak si uwa si abal liwot yung kaya lukulak kalot.
I haven't touched on the migration patterns of the caribou before the land claims, but now since the land claims, there has been some changes in the migration patterns of the caribou. Now he wants to tell you about how the Wainwright people in particular hunt the caribou when they are migrating. In the past, when the migration of the caribou starts, they let the first group of caribou go right on by. They don't go after the first group. They want the people that are around outside of Wainwright to have the opportunity to hunt the caribou in their area. So in the past, that was the way that they hunted caribou. They let the first group go, and then after they have passed, then they start hunting the ones after the first group. But today, there's a change in the way that the Wainwright residents sometimes. There's a change in the way that they are hunting the caribou. Sometimes they go after the first group, and sometimes because they do that, there's a scarcity of caribou for them.
Alla imma galo kaol abating itamakka imma tingori helicopter lonni kya pio kasis ko sinanuk sa isu na si wadik tema tai nyeng al negedu tutu tamakka imma galo hak taling al pangalau pa jitu kya
sukai jisi pangalik tai
The caribou that we are catching now, there's a difference in the quality of the caribou. One of the things that has cropped up because of some reason, maybe they have been forced to run, forced to travel fast by maybe helicopters or some other source of scaring the caribou. They have pus, yeah. They have pus in certain parts of the anatomy of the caribou. They have been finding those types of caribou now.
Namakuruna, you better say, Flector Cup Kit Nikira would vote Flector, Uhanik Torfina, Kitamatumuna, Wangalese, Apusan Kapun, Nikipatigun, Yuhuluma, Flector Laganaya, Nikipanik, Yukuna, Yupia. If Sakakto, you diga sayak tu diga, Tamara, Ijiranga Role, Nakibu Nakibiat, Tanget coming to crying it gets. I say, Susan Lagalutan Pinayova. Utkavagre, Uniakama 1949, Sabaktoni, Ari contracted it, so I read it, the Gisunga Takalanga Uwanga, the Ginga Yakuma, Yuk Naringaka makes you born and you switch to his mic. Nangatabla iyum nalulangama agalam kailok maktabi nyora migilo nakipiabigi nyora migilo agawinik saga kuni ulaga nangat saka me nangatabla taduk sinyakalik ukuwagi nakikak isumam ni kajumat taksi nunga nakingay nangambiro me tabla ngagala na istabla nakikita silbunga temo kuya naluwis ko taduk apu kuya nako sinyaku galoy taduk 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 kaya tumane.
One of the, yeah, the strength of his being, the strength of being an Inupiaq is the meat or the food that is available to them up here. The meat is the strength. And he wants to tell you a little bit about back in 1949 when he worked for the Arctic contractors. There was a period in that time when he couldn't eat. He couldn't eat anything. He was getting, he wasn't getting any nourishment until this lady, Mrs. Akibagak happens to be her name, brought some pieces of maktak and pieces of caribou meat, things that he has eaten from birth. When he saw those, his strength, he knew that he was going to be all right.
Tamakka ukhasik samit kena yang ayunga agalan utiruma ikayungun yapse ukolo atas ngat suna igilek tok kai cukup siung tenna angin ngagan ngislo kai ngagan ayunga pilungun ayga sabangan ngai igilek ni ko presapta sidi of wine right exact age min mala kai lo takan ngin sulut ismane exit kena yor kumose aga ayunga
He was talked to the city office and the corporation of Wainwright to be ready for participation in this hearing by letter. He wants to help the corporation and the city of Wainwright to put together some papers. He has gotten your address, so. You will be expecting the views from the people of Wainwright through the city office and also through the corporation.
Fine. Well, that will be very good.
Okay. Tam no khos ke lak trap ko pen ka halo 1997 mari 1991 mona galal le dimli jagalanga. Ia bertemu kau 1971, anirat pioning man
sumik na naikut, agalah tay makiuan nak kumek nyakut, tay nasubun nak pelagman anok sabi lah nyakut raikut.
I'm going to be discussing 1971 through 1991. Our afterborn children born after 1971, they do not have land, but they can inherit, but they can get shares or land through inheritance. And this is what we need to talk about and be concerned about. Address.
Asi tamna tikingayngan isumalaw na kuna hone igilak to kubam naje tamay ko ra ni ko tamakwa piya ni ga daktawot tebali wokpan nantina ni mon wokpan ni lanne mannak sumuwitul sanga taksi wasipari juniak to tamasi lunay jag nunay aksiya aksiya atut tamat ko tainna si asim kipegene ko ni sumilat kasule ango yakta rongorot temane lanklay pimbalong iskala ngai chot samma kinyak tukurai pi ada ni bulu si rai siu galau mega kinyak tukurai ai kasok tai siu tuk tai na lanklay pingai sangat sule skuluk tuat manga ai manga wing bing yang na kat skuluk tuat le samma tulang ti ri nak kat nunun nangai chot sama kota mera kanolo et pilup tukurai pi tukurak aksiru tukurai pi ada ikut.
Before 1991 arrives, we really need to address a lot of the issues and discuss them before 1991 comes along. We need to address the soldiers or the people who were in the army who were not involved during the Land Claims Act. And we need to consider them. We also need to consider the students who were away from their home, from their towns during the Land Claims Act, and some of them do not even own any land because they were away during the time of the land claims.
Unung man kasih bermat terkaya, man kasih mati-mati ke. Pijulang itu silang apa jalan tangan ni Vietnam, Thailand. Pijulang tangan ni kaya mud nalaran itu kalau kita pijulang kalang itu jom. Asyik tawang ulung lagi ni yang ni mana tabra sama kan orang itu aksi itu diberi daripada nakamalo tawang nakamalo. Sudah semua tiup kainnya out, jipsi gawalu, pirau tiup. Tabra lagi lah.
I want to thank the commission for this opportunity and all. Because he heard that you, as the commission isn't going to be able to make it to Wainwright this time, he made it a point to make a statement over the air for the people at Wainwright to prepare themselves for communicating with, prepare themselves and have communications with you through letter, and that is the route that they will make their views known as a group. And he wanted this opportunity today. He wanted, they wanted him to speak last night, but he wanted to hear the people from Barrow, and so he didn't do it at that time. So,
well, thank you, Mr. Allen. When the people from Wainwright send their statement in writing, I will treat that just as if it had been delivered here today by you. Thank you.
Semoga tu Yusya kami tamna ulungan kami. Tapi tu Yudi si kenyataan ni agak tak berani matun ulungan kami.
Kenyalalui.
Kenya Sule.
Yes. I want to give my testimony in three parts. First, I want to welcome you to Barrow. I have met you before, Yellowknife. Ilanga inyupiadun unatanikun makpirak agilautianirak asi. I want to give my testimony in three parts. One, on political situation of our people. Second, about our health, and I want to give that in Inupiaq, and also the present status of Inupiaq community of the Arctic Slope. And my name is Billy Nyak. I have a letter to ICC members in Siberia, in Alaska, in Canada, and in Greenland. I'm a councilman from ICAS, Inupiaq community, and I want to use my testimony, as part of my testimony, my letter to these members. And it's dated March 8, 1984. Subject, Road to United Nations with a question mark. And the whole matter, which Inupiaqs are legal representatives in United States of America. This is more of an update to my countrymen in Canada and relatives residing in Canada, and to make sure that my countrymen in Siberia, Alaska, Canada, and Greenland understand who the legal representatives are from north of Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle. My name is Billy Nyakok, Inupiaq whaling captain from Nuuk. You may call me Nuuk Miu, meaning a person from Nuuk. All my life I have been devoted to Inupiaq survival through hunting and fishing, and then to whaling apprentice to Inupiaq whaler. I have also wasted hunting time by going to grade school, then to high school, and then college and other so-called trade schools. I even went to law school so I could try to interpret white man laws to my relatives, because every American do not know the American law unless they Americans go see American lawyers. I have relatives in Siberia, in Canada, in Greenland, and I live here. My ancestors' inherent right to sovereignty, my birthplace where I was born, is my ancestors' private property and therefore mine, not some government named United States of America, not another white man government named Russian either. My home is called Inupiaq Country, Inupiaq Government, and legally called Inupiaq Community of the Arctic Slope by Americans and American law, so that Inupiaqs can be legally represented in United States courts and United States administrative government and other international organizations. I am writing you relatives in anger, mostly disappointment in the last Inuit Circumpolar Conference meeting in Canada. ICC failed to recognize the proper authority to represent Inupiaqs at the last convention in Frobisher Bay. Let me try to explain what the Americans have done for us by way of creating laws, to create governments, and other things on our behalf. I will use myself as example of the creation on paper. I was born here in 1941. In 1924, the United States created a paper and called it law so that my ancestors can have a special native town site with deeds not to be used for any United States debt. They were also called restricted deeds for Eskimos in the area only. Then the white people of the United States Congress created governments for Indians in 1934 and 1935, and in 1936 adopted those laws for Eskimos in Alaska. The one made for my immediate family and relatives here was called the government. The native village of Barrow, with custodial duties of the native townsite, Barrow Native Store and Co-op, Barrow Utilities Co-op for electric and gas, and to foster native customs as whaling. Therefore, Barrow Whaling Captains Association, Barrow Mothers Club, and the Barrow Health Board. There were other acts of Congress on behalf of and jointly as Americans for the benefit of Eskimos. In 1959, the United States government created on paper the State of Alaska government. You may refer to the State of Alaska as the daughter of the United States government to represent Americans and more or less taking over of land and people as they did to the American Indians. The white people of America made land claims and war against American Indians and took over their private and tribal property. Those same whites moved into Canada and then to my home. In 1971, the United States Congress created yet another paper of law. Call it the Alaska Native Claims Act. The Land Claims Act created for natives that corporations be formed under State of Alaska sovereignty, the United States being the father and the State of Alaska its daughter, was to help the corporations, now called Arctic Slope Regional Corporation for our region, and UIC, Upiavik Inupiat Corporation for the native village of Barrow, for Eskimos known to exist at that time and not for natives born after 1971. AFN, the Alaska Federation of Natives, was created to have a united front for land claims against the United States.